This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 11th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Today's lead story talks about Amsterdam ousting London as the top venue for share trading. Amsterdam makes the claim to be the world's first stock exchange, so the world is just cycling back to where it began. The FIA EPTA is hosting a free webinar titled Reviewing Europe's Algorithmic Trading Rules on Wednesday, February 24th from 15 p.m. to 16 p.m. GMT. The webinar is moderated by Phoebe Tiborne, Secretary General FIA European Principal Traders Association, and will include speakers Johanna Ladd, Managing Director Europe Quantlab Group, Ed Monrad, Head of European Market Structure Optiver, and Jonah Platt, U.S. Head of Government and Regulatory Policy, Citadel Securities. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. In May, look for the publication of Trading at the Speed of Light, How Ultra-Fast Algorithms Are Transforming Financial Markets by University of Edinburgh Professor Donald McKenzie. The publisher calls it a remarkable look at how the growth and technology and politics of high-frequency trading have altered global financial markets. Thomas Meyer, the new head of marketing for Cove Markets, has a piece in Bitcoin Magazine titled Balancing Calls for Bitcoin Regulation While Preserving Satoshi's Dream. I wonder if Satoshi uses a MyPillow when he's dreaming. The governor of Iowa has dropped the state requirements to wear a mask at a time when the CDC is saying best practice is to wear two masks. Elton John and Michael Caine have collaborated on a video for the NHS in England to encourage people to get the coronavirus vaccine. Journalist Colin Lambert has launched www.thefullfx.com following the closure of Profit and Loss magazine, a publication for which he was the managing editor and had worked for since 2001. I found out last night my son Tim has a Robinhood account and has traded more stock than me, including one profitable trade in GameStop. He is learning to trade and using good risk management while trading volatile stocks and one crypto trade. The Mike O'Connor, who donated to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign, is a commodity broker trading desk manager with ADMIS. He was formerly an e-desk manager with Iowa Grain, where he was also a trading floor manager. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have the announcement again from Eurex Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to the virtual edition of the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March 2021, covering European and U.S. time zones. The Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership, insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. Eurex looks forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. Here's a story from Bloomberg from their editorial board. We need an Operation Warp Speed for the world. Developing countries must drive higher global production of COVID-19 vaccine. A scramble for COVID-19 vaccine has broken out among some of the world's wealthiest nations. This is understandable, but too narrow a focus on their own needs is short-sighted as well as ethically wrong. Letting the pandemic rage on in poor parts of the world will imperil their own efforts to end the emergency. Self-interest aligns with what should be a moral imperative. Increasing the supply of vaccines for everyone needs to be given a much higher priority. My comment, to reiterate a point made yesterday, yes, we do need to do this. Here is a story from the FT. Nouriel Roubini, Bitcoin is not a hedge against tail risk. Elon Musk may be buying it, but that doesn't mean everyone else should follow suit. Claims that Bitcoin is the new digital gold are feeding a new bubble in it and other cryptocurrencies. The last one in 2017-18 saw Bitcoin go from $1,000 to $20,000 and then fall back to $3,000 by the end of 2018. Since the fundamental value of Bitcoin is zero and would be negative if a proper carbon tax was applied to its massive polluting energy hogging production, I predict the current bubble will eventually end in another bust. My comment, my preferred hedge against tail risk is a bunker with food, water, and ammo. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Short selling is even more dangerous now. Betting against a company's share has always been financially perilous. The Reddit crowd's call to arms increases those risks. This is from Mark Gilbert. Investors who seek to profit from a decline in a company's share price have always taken greater financial risk than their long-only peers. Now they face the additional danger of running afoul of Redditors, piling into the market's most shorted stocks. For the sake of efficient capital markets, here's hoping the short-selling crowd can hold its nerve. My comment, beware of the Reddit army. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. Dutch speed skaters waited 24 years for canals to freeze. Then the pandemic froze their dream race. The historic Elfstedentocht race requires thick ice for skaters to race between 11 cities. This year may be cold enough, but coronavirus rules are blocking it. The Netherlands have been waiting 24 winters for a cold snap like this one. Not too windy, not too snowy, and the temperature sinking like a bike in a canal. That's because these are the precise conditions required for the ultimate Dutch sporting event, a 200-kilometer speed skating race on frozen waterways through 11 cities in Friesland. My comment, no skating on thin ice for them, but add this to the list of pandemic cancellations. Here are your top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Haymeyer to merge with Nortide, creating Haymeyer Nortide AG from Yahoo Finance. Second was Fidelity holds secret weapon to take on Robinhood and Vanguard from the Wall Street Journal. Third was U.S. stock exchanges sue SEC over data rule changes from the Financial Times. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. I was wrong. We didn't go over the 200 million page view mark yet. We are at 199,986,224 pages viewed with 25,354 pages. There have been 230,170 edits on the site. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.